Justin Fluke back with you, now joined by Coach David Boucher. We're talking Roll Valley girls basketball. Yeah, almost a week off, Coach, so we'll jump right into the game from Tuesday night against Holton. You end up falling in that game in overtime. Really a tight, well-contested game by both teams, especially through the first four quarters. I don't think either team ever led by more than six. Both teams obviously had some struggles, but, tied at 32, you had a chance to win it. I thought you had a really good shot, the three-pointer to win it at the end of regulation, and then things just didn't go your way in OT. But what were your thoughts and biggest takeaways from the loss in Holton on Tuesday?
I would 100% agree. I thought we battled. It was a great game, highly competitive game where each team went on little runs here and there. And when you break down our 4-minute wars, like if you won a 4-minute war, we tied two of them. But if you each team won, their 4-minute wars by 2 or 3 points. And, it was a tight, highly contested battle. And, we just came up a little short. But like you said, we had a good chance. We had a couple of good chances there in the last minute of the game. We'll get him next time.
You had four players all score between 8 and 11 points, so pretty balanced. You were able to knock down a couple threes there. I think all three of them that you hit were in the second half. It seems like, shooting for all teams has been a little bit of a struggle. It's just been the hit and miss, a little bit of inconsistency. You're just talking about three-point shots have usually been a strength for your team, and it's just been a little bit more of a struggle this year, it seems like.
The shots are there. We're penetrating, we're kicking. We're attempting, about the same, if not maybe even a little bit less. And I think we're getting high quality shots. It's not like we're forcing them. They're just not falling. That's a rhythm thing. It's a confidence thing. We're young. This team is all coming back next year, and I don't know if that has something to do with it. And, some of our girls are playing varsity for the first time and just getting sped up just a shade. So it's coming back to getting reps and getting work in and trying to get a little bit better every day, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
What about free throw shooting? I know you'd like the percentage to be higher as a team this year, but, the other big difference in that game when you kind of look at the final stats was that, Holton shot 24 free throws and you shot 6. Is there something you feel like maybe just attacking more or something that would help your team get to the free throw line and be able to add to the scoring punch there?
It's an interesting stat with your free throws, what you brought up with free throws. It's like, should we attack more? Maybe. I'll say this, our two best players are our post players, and we get a lot of paint touches. Mm-hmm. For instance, in the for the game, we track paint touches. We track how many times we get the ball to the paint. For the game, Holton had 3 more paint touches than we did. And like you brought up, they shot 18 more free throws than we did. We have the best offensive rebounder in the league in Sammy Klotz. And so it's not like we don't go and rebound the ball, and different things. So I don't, sometimes, Holton was well coached and they contested everything, and they contested without fouling, or at least what was interpreted as not fouling. And we didn't. It was, like I said, the whole game was fairly even. When it comes to three-point shooting and three-point attempts, we each attempted roughly the same amount of three-point attempts. I think we had 3 more. You look at, possessions, and I think Holton had 45 shot attempts, and, we had 41, I think, in the grand scheme, maybe 42. And, it's just an even game down all the way down the middle except for free throw shooting. And so we got to find a way to get to the stripe just a little bit more and see if we can make a few go in. We shot 60%. That was nice.
Yep.
When we got there, we shot well. So
you have a lot of games coming up here, man. You're in action tonight against Nemaw Central on the road. You host Sabetha tomorrow, and then got games Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday next week. One thing I will say is that it seems like the team is still, playing extremely hard, man. Never did I see any kind of quit in the girls. So I know it's been a while since you've got a win, and I'm sure that's something you'd love to get, especially with all these games coming up here to give the girls some more confidence back now next week heading down the stretch.
Yeah, 100%. We're a program that we try to pride ourselves on playing nameless, faceless opponents and playing the next possession. And it's all about us, and it's all about our growth and really trying to gain growth over time and just having good habits. And You know, so I appreciate that comment because I like the fact when outside people can't, you know, watch us play and can't tell the score based on how we play. And our girls fight hard, and I think if we continue to fight hard, we continue to practice hard, we continue to believe in ourselves, we will get a, you know, we'll find ways to get some of these games that are going against us right now.
Well, you'll have four games between now and next Thursday when we chat again, so hopefully some wins in there and no doubt a lot of court time. Best of luck in all the games, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Justin.
Coach Boucher of the Royal Valley Girls. We'll talk Panther Boys Hoops right after this break.